We have basic safeguards in place that are appropriate for the size of our organization to improve our cybersecurity. At NAL Group, preparation is essential for the protection of our networks and non-public information. Part of that preparation is the control of access to our company data and non-public information. There are two types of controls: access controls and security controls. Let's look at examples of each. Access controls refer to the selective restriction of access to networks, systems, software, data, or physical areas. For example, single department access, single person access, limited use of administrative privileges, limited number of users with remote network access, locked doors, and entry control. Security controls refer to safeguards or countermeasures to avoid, detect, counteract, or minimize cybersecurity threats. For example, strong passwords, antivirus software, data encryption, email filters, firewalls, intrusion detection systems, network and application logging, virtual private networks. As part of our cybersecurity policy, we limit user access privileges to information systems that provide access to non-public information. We periodically review those access privileges to encourage that they are still applicable. We use automated tools to maintain a comprehensive inventory of administrative accounts to ensure only authorized people have access. We change default passwords before deploying a new asset. Accounts will use passwords that are unique to that system. We use dedicated machines for all administrative tasks that are segregated from the primary intranet. In order to protect the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of non-public information, we have implemented the following measures. Our systems require a username and password. Mobile devices require a password. Employee usernames and passwords are appropriately strong and have a minimum number of characters and other elements. Controls have been implemented in order to terminate computer sessions and/or lock computers after a predetermined period of inactivity. To ensure that only authorized personnel have access to our data, it is important to log off or lock your computer when you leave it unattended. For example, when you go on a break, to lunch, to a meeting, or out of the office. If a file containing non-public information is open on your computer, lock the screen anytime you leave your computer unattended, even briefly. Software can only be downloaded and installed by members of our IT team. In the course of our business, we retain checks and bank account information. You will need to adhere to the company document retention schedule. When it is appropriate to destroy this information, paper and electronic records shall be destroyed in a manner which ensures that they cannot be read or reconstituted. In addition to the measures taken to reduce internal risks, we take measures to minimize external risks to the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of non-public information. Our network equipment and servers that contain non-public information are maintained in a secure location. We maintain security measures so that our wireless networks cannot be accessed remotely by the public. We escort visitors within the office and do not allow them access to systems that might contain non-public information. We ensure that visitors only use our wireless guest account, so their access to our system is restricted. In the unlikely event of total destruction or damage beyond repair to our facilities or information systems, you will be notified of the disaster and whether or not to report to work. Depending on the level of the disaster, operations might be suspended for a period of hours or days. Operations might be moved to a temporary site or a new facility might be required.